Hello, welcome back to the practice of living awareness and our second meditation this week. The theme is tip of the nose. This is such a special spot on our anatomy. The tip of the nose is where the air from the room meets the body, enters the body at the nostrils, and becomes our breath. And similarly, this is where we release the breath on an exhale, back into the room. We let it go, becomes air again. And then what's next? Another breath. What do we take in? Such a good pondering. What do we take in at any given moment? We must be available, open, receptive to the moment in order to take it in, making ourselves available. This is the primary goal of the first few steps of the practice of living awareness. Available, receptive, curious, present, and engaged, fully available in the body, mind, and spirit. It requires a little bit of stability to be here now. The infamous three words from Ram Dass: be here now. Your being. Right here, now. Here, it's got a placement. And so if we're off in thought, if we're daydreaming, if we're worried about the future, if we're regretting something from the past, stressors, they certainly pull us away from being here now. And so the tip of the nose at once offers us some stability and a place to engage this moment, this new now, this new breath. When we find ourselves caught in a sudden rainstorm, we take cover. Whether it's a bus shelter, an overhang, an awning, or a bridge, or even a newspaper, we take shelter, take refuge from the prospect of getting totally drenched. And then once we're feeling a little more steady, we can take a look around, take it all in. It's as if the contrast of being dry to being wet startles us. We dash. And then shelter provides a little bit of stability, steadiness. We can take a look around. Perhaps we even chuckle a little bit. It's only water, right? But we get to look around, take it in, the view, the sense, the sensations, the sounds. Perhaps we notice a sudden freshness to the air, or the sound of raindrops, pitter-patter. or the rich colors that are the result of a soaked landscape. So in meditation, the tip of the nose can become a sort of refuge or shelter, if you will. Refuge from cycles and cycles and cycles of thoughts, which can feel like a deluge. Just when we're settling into a moment of peace, down comes the rain in the form of thoughts. They don't seem to let up. The mind generates thoughts just like rain clouds generate rain. It's just the way it is. And the tip of the nose offers us shelter, a place to steady ourselves. And then have a look around. Notice the usually not noticed, the details that are worth taking in that may have otherwise gone unnoticed. Making ourselves available for meditation. Allowing for receptivity, curiosity, presence, engagement. Let's give it a go. Finding a comfortable posture. One that supports presence. Checking in with the back. Back is tall. Shoulders are relaxed. Gentle arms, gentle elbows, and soft hands. Checking in with your jaw. The tongue is resting gently on the roof of your mouth. Your cheeks are relaxed. And eyelids and brow, relaxed and receptive, sitting up tall, and allow for a long, slow, deep breath, and we'll settle. Settle into the moment and settle into the breath. As breath comes in and breath moves out. Nothing to be doing in this time of settling. letting go of tasking and listing in the mind. Settling into the rhythm of the breath. Allowing yourself to be here in this moment. Nothing to do except breathe. And the body does that for us. Simply being present with the body, breathing. Perhaps the mind wanders. It's quite natural. The mind is a powerful tool. There are times we can set that tool aside, knowing it's right there, within reach. We can do that by collecting our attention at this point at the tip of the nose. It's a bit of effort there. Intention to collect our attention. At the point where air comes in from the room. Sensing the movement of the air. Air moves in from the room. It's holding your attention steady. As the air moves by, moves into the body, filling the lungs, and in its own time, the air moves back out. And we sit for many breaths, just holding the mind steady at this point at the tip of the nose, as breath comes and goes, being with the breath, curious, engaged. Breath comes in and breath moves out. And the mind might get bored with this. Hey, what about me over here? This tool you set aside, pick me up. Do something with me. Can allow the mind to become engaged in other ways by noticing. Now that our attention is stabilized, we've got a place to take refuge, a place of shelter from thoughts coming and going. We're here at the tip of the nose. And from that place of stability, we can relax the periphery of our attention a little bit and have a look around. It's as if we're anchored to the breath at this point. might notice the sensations of the breath in the body. Perhaps for you that reports in the rib cage or maybe the belly. Maybe there are other sensations in the body. The feet on the floor. The support of the cushion or chair beneath you. We can notice these things while still holding our attention steady and present with the breath moving in and out. Just taking in a little bit more. Perhaps there's sounds, clock ticking, a car moving by, and a dog or a bird. See if you can allow those sounds to come into your field of awareness without telling a story, without following them so much with the mind, without shaping, creating storylines around this sound. Just letting it be what it is. Perhaps even noticing subtle nuances that a storyline would get in the way of. And if it's just too tempting for the mind, and it wants to take a sound or a sensation and run with it, simply choose to bring your awareness back to the tip of the nose and back to the rhythm of the breath, breath coming and going. Attention collected, steadied at this point at the tip of the nose. The breath is always there, available. Available to be with, to experience, to be aware of. We sit for the last many minutes, taking refuge in the breath if need be. Relaxed yet alert. The mind steady, yet engaged and open, curious. Sitting in presence as breath moves in and breath moves out. We'll end this meditation with a bell. Thanks for meditating, and the world thanks you.